And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, do we have a good show for you today. It's the day where I got to be on my best behavior because both of the bosses are going to be here. We got the man, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop. We're going to be talking tackle, we're going to be talking fishing, and we're going to be talking tackle days because it's coming up next weekend. We got such a great show. Pete's fresh off the water, en route, going to be joining us here for the last hour of the show. Going to be so much to talk about off of his awesome Let's Talk Hookup trip on the Shogun to Guadalupe Island. Lots of great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limit of yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks, 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. And F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandAero.com. It's unique.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Shimano, with great reels like Talica, Tranks, Trinidad A, and Twin Power. We also have a great selection of the new Terramar rods by Shimano. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle, best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
If you are looking for a powerful, smooth, great casting reel at an affordable price, check out the Shimano Torium HG. It's up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in 3 sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealer.
Hookup!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. Doug Kern hanging out. Tackle Days is approaching. Morning, Doug.
This is like one of my favorite shows that we do all year. Tackle Day is, I was thinking about it this morning. I can't believe it, but this is our 13th annual Tackle Day, and it has grown from like just a little concept of, you know, hey, let's have a sale out in the parking lot to like a pretty killer little event.
It's a major
it's
deal.
It's not even little anymore.
No, it's not. It's a big thing. And
yes, it is.
And it's a huge amount of work that yourself and all the boys put into it. And it's a rad day, and it's coming up. So tell us. I mean, we'll jump right into it. Tackle Days is next weekend. And at this point, it's getting hard to believe that somebody hasn't been down. But if somebody hasn't been to Tackle Days, you've been hearing spots about it all the time on Let's Talk Hookup during the commercial breaks. And obviously, we've been talking about it during the show. But what is Tackle Days?
Well, basically, we take the entire parking lot right in front of Fisherman's Landing, as well as four boats down in the slips. And we've got a main stage in the parking lot. So we spread 25 vendors out in the parking lot. And these are all the biggies. I mean, Shimano and CalStar and Seeker and, I mean...
We're
going to name them all during the show, but 25 top saltwater vendors. We kick off with Let's Talk Hookup at 7 o'clock in the morning, so there's, you know, everybody sitting in the chairs asking questions and just, you know, kind of getting the day rolling. They're all drinking their coffee, and I've already looked, and the weatherman has given us, like, the green light with some sunshine and just a beautiful day. And then we have 12 seminars. So we've got a main stage in the parking lot, and then we've got three boats that are going to be hosting open houses and seminars throughout the day. And then, of course, Friends Arallo comes down, and we've got a giant raffle. Every one of the 25 vendors, they all bring prizes. Tim Baker is getting some prizes together from Friends Arallo, and then you've been working getting some killer stuff. I mean, I'm just amazed at how generous people are with this raffle. So we have like four raffles throughout the day, and then just the giantest of giant year-end crazy sales. That's our one day of the year that we really get down and dirty. We clean out our inventory. We make special buys from the vendors, and I mean, we're gonna go through some of these specials throughout the show today. But I mean, this is better than any sale we do throughout the year. This is the, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the big one.
It really is. So yesterday, one of my duties was just, we're down to the nitty, and we're putting prices on everything, and I was pricing rods, and I was just, this is what I do for a living, I was blown away, and even looking at things, I'm like, sure, this is like, you know, we could probably do this for a lot more, and it would still sell just fine, but this is Tackle Days, and it's like you said, it's the one time a year where we just get kind of crazy, and it is the raddest deal. I mean, I'll just throw this as a teaser out there. You would not believe how many first run, awesome, I mean, perfect. We're not talking this is a funky color or funky guide. I mean, major manufacturer, all of the biggies.
Yes.
CalStar, Shimano, Seeker, Loomis, whatever.
Right.
We're talking the best of the best, 50% off. Like, I can't tell you how many 50% off price tags I stuck yesterday. 100?
Yep.
Probably more? First class stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if we were overstocked on something, we have our inventory coming up in December. If we're overstocked on something, if a certain model is discontinued because they're going to have a green stripe instead of a red stripe,
right,
you know, we're going to discontinue it, make sure that we start next year with all the fresh, new stuff. And so anything that's slightly discontinued but still a first-run, rad, cool rod, it's 50% off. And
I can't stress, like, barrels of stuff that I was putting prices on yesterday, like, almost shaking your head, like, you got to be kidding me. It'll be the best one we've ever had.
Yep,
no question.
I think so.
No question.
I just think back to last year, so we put the yellow caution tape across the front of the booth, and we're trying to get set up. We get there at, like, you know, before 6 o'clock in the morning, we're setting up the booth, and people are like, you know, can I check out that rod? Nope, you got to wait. And this one guy, about 30 minutes before we opened the booth, he knew which jig stick he wanted, and he just latched on and held on to that rod for 30 minutes across the yellow tape. When we finally cut the tape, he pulls it out of the barrel and walks up to the register.
That was it. It's a really, really cool day. And definitely the best day to get the righteous deal on something that's that. It's not funky. It's not a different time. This
right.
is the best. This is probably the best sale we got.
Yes. I mean, so basically, you know, 90% of the stuff is on sale. I mean, we don't have, you know, a 16-ounce torpedo sinker. I think that's the only thing we don't have on sale. But
we should probably think about it.
Maybe next year. But, I mean, so you just go down the list of everything that people use and buy. Every jig in the store is at least buy two, get one free, and there are some that are buy one, get one free. Hooks.
But
I mean,
think
everybody...
about that for a second, though, before we gloss over it. I mean, that's everything. You're going on a long-range trip, you can buy two Marauders and you can get another one for free.
Right. Every jig, every hook is
surface iron,
buy two, get one free.
Swim baits. You're talking everything, everything.
Right.
Every lure to catch a fish, regardless of manufacturer price. A $100 Marlin jig, you know, some super high-end little scoot. You can buy two of them and get one free. I mean, it's it's the reel.
Yeah, it's, you know, and then, you know, you go through the rods and the reels. I mean, the minimums, you know, we have 10% off on reels, but some are quite a bit more than that. We've got 20% off rods. We already talked about some of those. We have rods up to 70, I think it was 74% was the deepest deal on a rod that I found. But, you know, a lot of that, you know, 20, 30, 50, 60% off on various rods. And, so it's quite a fun day. You know, like I say, it officially kicks off at 9 o'clock, but I know people are going to come down early and watch the radio show and, you know, reach across the aisle and latch onto their favorite rod before it goes away. And, you know, I mean, the store is technically open, you know, earlier than that. So guys are in the store shopping as well, especially when the commercials come on, they'll go in the short store and start looking around. And, and then it ends at 3 o'clock in the afternoon promptly with the big mega raffle and, you know, you'll see Rhonda and her family walking around with the raffle tickets all day. And there's a special raffle that we have, too. If you go to a seminar down on one of our boats, the girls will be down there on the dock, and you get a special colored ticket that you don't have to buy. And so if only 100 people go to a set of raffles, you know, or even in some cases later in the day, I think you'll have, you know, 50. And we draw three or four or five prizes. I mean, you've got a pretty good chance to win something. You know, that's a pretty high percentage.
And those boat raffles are totally free.
Yes.
Yeah. Like you go, you go watch. First off, you get to go watch a rad seminar. And
no
we'll,
doubt.
We'll go over the whole list because we've got some really cool seminars.
Yes, we
the
do.
Day. But you know, just that's just a cool, just a bonus, something fun about Tackle Days. You go see any one of the seminars that's on one of the boats, and you're going to get a free raffle ticket. And there's killer stuff. I mean, we're talking,
and
again, jigs or reels or rods are totally free.
Well, how about a 7x50 binocular from Baker Marine? I mean, you know, I mean, we're not talking, you know, a pack of hooks here. Yeah. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with a $40 pack of owner hooks, but.
it's awesome. And how cool is that? And I just want to throw another shout out. Those guys have been so gracious every year. They know that we get to make a major donation to Rollo after this raffle, and solely because of that, Baker Marine donates a pair of 7x50 binoculars. And I mean, that's if you're not familiar, as far, you know, we talk about binoculars all the time on the show. Those are I don't know that there's a sport boat tied up to one of the docks in our fleet that doesn't have a pair of those.
No.
I would say that they're industry wide as probably the best pair of field binoculars around. They're reasonably priced. They're super high end. And the manufacturer is right down the way on Shelter Island.
Yeah, well, I fished the Liberty about a week and a half ago, and you know I know the guys have their gyros on there, and so I'm down on the deck and we're just BSing, looking for some tuna and whatever. And I see this 20x50 Baker stick out the window. I'm like, what the heck is that? You know, so I asked Taro. I says, you guys got enough you know gyros on the boat? He says, yeah, he just likes to use the old school ones. But there it was, like, you know, what every boat has had for 40 years, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. When I went in there to go grab the binos, we were BSing about it, and I was asking him, because we've talked so much about the Fujinon Technos Davies, both on here and a lot from you, because I know that's what you have on your boat. And Brian was just saying that that has become so popular that they're almost difficult to keep in stock.
I know.
Yeah, and talk about a tool. I don't want to get too far off subject, but talk about a tool that is just – you can't put a price tag of having is a good pair of optics on your boat, whether they be stabilized or not. Like, the you know, every dollar that you can afford to spend on a good pair of binoculars makes up for it tenfold.
Yeah, I've got a list of people that, you know, like to invite fishing, and I have the, you know, gyro, yes or no. So I guess he gets a call first. No, I'm just kidding.
That's a good call, though. So back to Tackle Days, all about gear, all about raffle, all about fun. And seminars.
Yeah.
And seminars is a major part of the day as well.
Yeah. I mean, the seminars are from everything from bay bass fishing to three-quarter day fishing to long-range fishing. We've got so many topics. I mean, the one that I'm as excited about as any other one that we've ever had is the Everingham Bait Company is going to come down. And they're just going to go through and give you guys just an overview of, you know, how, where does your bait come from? How do they get it? What are their challenges? How have they become so honed that, I mean, we have something that nobody else has in the world, is a reliable bait supply. And so that, I'm kind of excited about that one. And then just the question and answer period. Imagine the curiosities of, you know, cured bait, how to keep your bait, you know, the best you can in your bait tank, and overcrowding, you know,
exactly.
You know, just the things that you can do to make your bait last longer and be in better shape. I mean, those guys they know more about bait than anybody. This sprang out of our commercial fishery back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and then it became a sport fishery, and I mean, they know what's going on.
This is one of those things, I'm the same. This is probably the one I'm looking about the most forward to, because all of us fish with live bait, and I mean, frankly, just about none of us, myself included, think more of it than, you know, here's your $50, you know, now my bait's in the tank, let's go fishing. I mean, from finding it with the planes, to wrapping it, to in the boat, to
little
boxes, and so much goes into it. And I think that we're all going to come across one, I'll bet we're going to come across with a crazy appreciation for
how much
goes into getting that bait. But also, like you said, loading it and keeping it and curing it, and I can't wait. And most of the seminars are kind of a focus on a how-to. This is literally just going to be a, hey, man, this is how it goes down, and talk. And
right.
I'll bet this is going to be one of those ones that we all pull so much info out of.
I know,
I think
so, too.
It's really, really cool.
Yep, and you know, we've got Art Taylor on his boat. You know, he is, you know, when I think back to when I first started in the 80s at Fisherman's Landing, and the guys that are still around, I mean, two of the guys, Buzz Brizendine and Art Taylor, are going to be there giving, are having open houses on their boats and hosting the seminars. And those guys have been there, you know, 40 years almost, and I mean, talk about a wealth of Fisherman's Landing knowledge and history right there. I mean, it's pretty cool.
This is going to be awesome. It's going to be a really fun day, and we got so much to go over and so much to talk about. And, hey, it's not just about tackle days, because the fish are biting.
Yeah, no doubt.
Very, very good.
This is summer-style yellowfin fishing with good quality. I mean, up to 40, 50 pounds, some of these fish.
We say it every year about the old cliche thing, oh, sometimes, you know, the fish always outlast the fishermen.
Yep.
Don't let that happen this
year.
No. This is amongst the best tuna fishing we have had literally all year long. It is very good fishing. The loads are very light. The quality's better on the yellowfin than it has been all year long. You could jump on a boat tonight with a light load, and, I mean, every day for the last several days has been flat-out phenomenal fishing.
Yep. Well, I mean, I want to throw it out there because, you know, you say you can jump on tonight with a light load. I know the Liberty is going on a day-and-a-half trip tonight. They are a definite go. Yesterday they had 5 reservations.
Get out of here.
And, I mean, the Queen came in, what was it, day before yesterday with 148 tuna. There's been several catches over 100, 25 to 40 pounds with an occasional 50-pound kicker. Beautiful weather. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's flat calm. The fish are biting.
Yes.
It's good, good grade yellowfin fishing. And there's hardly anybody there.
I know.
Mean, every load you see on all these boats are, you know, 20, 15. I mean,
yep.
Liberty's got 6.
But, yeah, well, I'll bet they're up from that
no
now.
Doubt.
But
still.
But, you know, it's going to, you know, you're talking about an 85-foot boat, probably going to go with less than 20 people. I mean, this is a chance right here.
No doubt. Yeah, no doubt. Well, as you can hear, we've got so much to talk about, and we haven't even scratched the surface of literally the guru of fishing tackle. It's going to be a lot of fun and a great morning at Let's Talk Cookout. Plus, we're going to hear from Pete. He is arriving as we speak right now and is going to try and join us for the last hour of the show and talk all about that awesome trip they just came back aboard the Shogun down to Guadalupe Island. And I don't want to steal his thunder, but let me just say they had a very, very good trip. So we'll definitely look forward to hearing from that. And we want to hear from you this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, there's two ways that you can do that. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking tackle days, not only do we have literally the expert of fishing tackle, the guy that I think knows more about this stuff than anybody that I come across, in Doug Kern. So we got all your tackle questions handled today. We've also got such a rad prize. And that's one lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop. So you're going to get a $50 shopping spree, and if you want, you can use that $50 shopping spree at Tackle Days. You can stretch that dollar a whole lot farther. It's darn near going to be worth $100.
Exactly.
So $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. So again, if you want to get your shot at winning that great prize, or better yet, talking to Doug, 858 area code 457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers like Cousins building the high-quality inshore and offshore rods. Ideal for the Southern California angler. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
It's time to get outside on the east side and celebrate fall colors, arts, culture, and recreation in the Eastern Sierra. From now until the first snow, there are a variety of activities that capture the essence of autumn. In addition to enjoying fall color viewing, the season hosts fishing derbies and biking events to theater performances, a kite festival, and art festivals. Check out the Outside on the East Side details on the fall colors page at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I've had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Welcome
back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Talking tackle, talking fishing, tackle days, all pumped up. The phone lines are absolutely packed, and everybody's excited to talk to Doug, and we're going to do just that. And we got a first-time caller on the line. We always say first-time callers go right to the front of the line, and that's the case with Jim, who's calling us from Morro Bay this morning. Good morning, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thank you for having me. My question today is I'm going down to Cabo next week. Unfortunately, I won't be able to make the tackle sale, but I'll be fishing a couple days out of Cabo San Lucas, and
nice.
Just wanted to get your idea of what kind of lures or tackle I should be bringing down with.
Well, are you going to be fishing on a Ponga, on a cruiser, on one of the bigger boats? Do you kind of know what the routine is? Are you going on a friend's boat?
I'm going on Gordo Banks Pongas, 32-foot cruiser one day and a 26-foot Ponga the next day.
Okay, and I mean, I'm sure that you're aware most of those boats will have some of the gear for you, and it's, you know, it's not the easiest thing to travel with your gear, but if you want to take some of your own gear down there, I would imagine that they're going to have all the trolling gear pretty well handled, and I would think that, you know, you have a chance to target some wahoo, definitely some billfish. I don't know if the tuna are biting down there now, but certainly the tuna is another possibility. And so maybe the one thing that I would have that they might not have is like a Wahoo jig stick type of a setup. So some type of a 40 to 50 pound, 7 to 7.5 foot, fairly stout rod with, you know, typically a star drag reel works best, a Trinidad 20 or something like that. But if you wanted to go to a lever drag, you know, you're casting heavier jigs like a bomb or a Raider jig or, you know, some kind of a heavier 6-ounce jig like that. So I'd bring a little handful of jigs, maybe, you know, two or three bombs and two or three, probably just a Raider 125 or 200 size jig. And, you know, then if you want to bring some kind of a live bait rod as well, you know, they're accustomed to, you know, trolling jigs around, catching a marlin or a Dorado or a tuna or a Wahoo, something like that. You know, you might want to bring a Marauder or a Jet Head all wired up, something like that. But I don't know if you have any other suggestions that you might throw in there, Rick, but I wouldn't bring a ton of gear. But, you know, that's the one thing they're not going to have, I don't think, is a Wahoo jig stick.
I think you nailed it. I think that's perfect. And there's been some very good Wahoo fishing this year, both in the East Cape, down around Cabo, where it sounds like you're going to be at Jim, and then crazy good going up the line, you know, where that long-range fleet has been. I mean, reminiscent of some of the old-school best Wahoo years I can remember.
Oh, yeah.
Trip after trip after trip of crazy good Wahoo scores. So I think you nailed it. I think that's a perfect call.
Yep, cool.
All right, Jim. Well, Pete, appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, he's back. He made it,
yeah.
Pete. Welcome.
I've kind of been sitting here enjoying the show, listening on the way in here.
Like, yeah, just hanging out? Good.
Yeah.
What?
We 3 o'clock wake up call was a little early. But it was such a great trip.
Sounded like it was so good.
Good trip. And speaking of Wahoo, the Polaris Supreme, who, by the way, jumped us on the way in late today. Thanks, Tommy. They had 150-plus Wahoo. I know my buddy Dallas Lamb, it was the annual Ahi trip. Cowboy was on that trip. They had we walked up the dock this morning. It was
Wahoo
150
everywhere.
Wahoo laying all over the place.
So cool.
Beautiful score on Yellowtail and stuff like that. I believe they were on an eight-day trip that just arrived this morning.
I know Dwayne and the anglers got back on the Vagabond yesterday, and they had 150 Wahoo, and said they just had a beautiful trip down there.
Yeah.
What's been so crazy about those Wahoo scores is it seems like every high spot every day seems to just completely reload. You know, I mean, that's the old school thing of Wahoo. If you're the first guy into this spot, you clean house. And it just doesn't seem to matter this year.
Nope.
Day after day, spot after spot, all the way around the ridge, the rocks, everything is just loaded with Wahoo this year.
Loaded and good fishing up and down. So, but yeah, that's not where we were.
No, you were
on the show. we're at the magical Guadalupe Island.
Oh
which,
yeah,
it's yeah. It's, God, I'm speechless to even talk about that. You know,
so
I hadn't
cool,
been there in 10-plus years. How many years ago, Doug, was it that we lost the
opportunity? It seems like at least 10 years. I mean, you know, it kind of faded into the sunset there for a while, and I think maybe one or two boats had permits, you know, but for the most part, it's been at least a decade, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's still there.
Oh, yeah.
The fishing's still pretty good.
So cool.
Yeah, it's still pretty good.
The fishing, the quality of the fish coming back are that 60 to 150. I think there was a 200-pounder caught there, a cow, recently.
Yeah, indeed. We had fish up to 140.
Okay.
Most of the fish that we had were in that 50, 60 to 90, 100-pound range.
Yep.
And the last day was our slowest day, actually, which would be Wednesday, right? Or Thursday. We fished all day Thursday up until dark. And it was quality that day. Most of the fish hooked were 100-plus.
Okay.
There was a lot of 100, 110, 120, 130, 140. I think we only had 25, 30 fish that morning. But then in the afternoon, we had another hit and did some yellowtail and stuff like that. Yellowtail was slow. When you have quality tuna like that, you know,
you
spend a lot of time doing a lot of.
No.
I wanted to catch some yellowtail. You know, I ended up not catching yellowtail. I had a really good trip on tuna, but we had, I don't know, 30, 40 yellowtail, but it wasn't, you know, we didn't spend a lot of time doing yellowtail.
Nope.
We spent the time on tuna. And it was the cool thing about Guadalupe is not only the scenery, of course, we had epic weather the entire time, which really helped.
That's nice.
But it's true island angling.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what's so awesome about it.
Yep.
And you really have to angle to hook a fish there. I mean, it was very, you know, kind of that the way the sardine's been all year, that smaller grade sardine,
yep,
but beautiful sardine from the Amram Brothers. I mean, every bait, that's like, well, that one's really good. Well, that's not a bad one either. You know? Like, they're all good, but the problem is they're, you know, what, 4 inches?
Like 4.5 inches,
yeah.
Yeah.
A size smaller than normal. They're not the firecracker teeny, but they're small ones.
Yeah, and fly lining 60, 80, 100-pound tests with a little, it takes some doing. And that's the cool thing about this trip was so many great Let's Talk Hookup listeners, because Frank gave us the opportunity to announce it first, and I'd say 95% of the people were all heard it on the show, all Let's Talk Hookup listeners booked it that day because it filled up so quickly.
Cool.
That was great. It was all a great. It was like, and the group was fantastic,
so
and
cool.
A lot of good fishermen. But the number of talcas on that boat, I mean, Dave Pfeiffer and the guys at Shimano would just be going crazy, because it was like almost everybody had a talca. And if they didn't have a talca and what they were using broke, then they'd borrow a talca from somebody. So it was Talica City
How
there.
How much is
it
that
was,
the perfect reel for that?
It is the perfect
it
reel.
It is.
Yeah. And I actually, you know, I took a 20. I took two 20s because I had mine and you loaned me yours. And I used the 20. I put 100 pound on it, a Seaguar, a Flora Premier, which is kind of like fishing 80. Mm-hmm. Caught some fish on that. Super powerful. But with that small bait, it's hard to
sure.
It's hard. So my gear of choice was the Talica 16, because I personally can cast that better than I can the Talica 20.
Yep.
And I had 80 pound hollow ace on it, Power Pro hollow ace, and a very short top shot. Like, it was good to have a short top shot of 60 pound regular Seaguar Blue Label, and using the Sato crimp, so it was real stealthy and stuff like that. And a 4.0 to 5.0 Gamakatsu Nautilus ringed circle hook.
Yep.
Was it, you know, you think, well, that's a little light wire hook, but you can pull pretty darn hard on that hook. I mean, I pulled really hard on that. And I like to fish a heavy rod and heavy drag. So I used a Therez Rail Rod XH.
Heck
so
yeah,
right on, so
dude.
You hook that fish and you put that thing on the rail and you put it in low gear and you turn up the speed on that Talica, and it just,
you're in the driver's seat.
Yeah, until the white shark comes around.
Yeah,
and
I was
then,
gonna
you
ask.
Know, I mean, I was fortunate. I only lost one to the white shark. It happened to be my biggest fish. It was a 100-pounder, and it was right at the gaff. You know, it was like they sit there under the boat, but it's, they call it the tax man,
tax
right?
Man.
It's
like, yep.
We didn't lose a lot to the sharks. And it's such a spectacle to see that happen anyway.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it you'd rather have it on the deck and do sashimi
next to you than yours.
For sure, yeah. it was great. And I can't say enough about the crew, Russ and the crew on the Shogun. They are so awesome.
The best, man.
I mean, you know, when you get 5 or 6 or 7 big tuna going at once, it's bound to happen. You know, you're going to get a lot of tangles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't think we lost a fish to a tangle or none of that.
Yeah, it's just amazing how tuned in they are to getting you out of trouble quick.
Yeah, and the chef was not their main chef on the boat. But this chef was unbelievable. I mean, I don't know what I gained.
You're trouble when you get home?
Oh, yeah, I don't know what I gained, but the chef was phenomenal. I mean, like last night, you know, traditionally on long-range boats, you have like a prime rib night the last night. Last night it was filet mignon.
Oh, come on.
Like 3 inches thick filet mignon.
Crisp,
just like unbelievably great. And,
cool.
And you know, throughout the whole trip, it was just if the feed was on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because man, I'm sore.
Yeah,
I take Advil like every day.
I was gonna offer you some ice bags for those muscles.
Oh, I'm telling you, it was just you know, great weather and the opportunity to go fish that island, thanks to the Mexican government. The process of checking into Ensenada, super smooth, takes about a half an hour. The guys are so friendly and nice and everything. This morning at 4:30 in the morning, we checked in at customs in San Diego. Those guys were all super nice, really easy. The cool thing is, like Russ and all the boats that go to Guadalupe now really take care of the local fishermen there.
Sure.
And the fishermen almost kind of rely on them. We took some stuff out that the guys in Ensenada asked us to take out to the Cooperativo out
there.
That's
so cool, man.
Russ is like buddies with all the guys out there. All the pongueros come out, we give them bait for their lobster. It's lobster season, give them bait for the lobster. And just, it's
awesome.
Like, and
it's just awesome.
And so those guys are so welcoming to the long range boats coming out there, because it's their island. They treasure that island.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was talking to one of them that's lived there for 20 years.
Wow.
And this island is like, this island's like isolated. It's 200 miles from nowhere.
Yeah.
And it's super isolated. And the fact that they are so accepting to us, the people in Ensenada were fantastic. They really know that we take care of the resource out there and do what's right. It's really, really hats off to La Presti Sport Fishing and the Russ and Aaron, the whole Shogun crew. I know the Royal Polaris was there too. Apollo was there while we were there too. I mean, everybody cares about the future of that resource and, you know, what's around the sharks and things like that. It's an awesome experience.
Cool,
if you can take advantage of one through, if you can get on a trip this year, next year, do it.
If you're hearing that, you got to book your spot right now because they all go away. Every spot, every Guadeloupe trip gets full.
Or get on a backup list.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, get your time in right now for next year, for later this year, whatever it is, because they all go away. So if you're thinking, that's it, I have to go do that, just call the girls at the Shogun office today and get it.
I'll give you an example. Everybody knows Gomer, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, Gomer was on our trip. He was a last-minute add-on because somebody had a death in the family 3 days before the trip. Gomer got the call.
I'll be there.
He said, I'm on.
So excited.
Yeah.
He was in the shop.
Such a nice guy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And he's a good fisherman.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's a good fisherman for sure. There were a lot of good fishermen.
Yeah,
a lot of good people. So hats off to the Shogun and Frank and his whole crew down there and the office and everybody. It was just a great trip. That's all I can tell you.
That's cool,
it's memories. And I'm almost finished with a YouTube video. I'll post it on our website. Soon I'll do a story. I got a lot of great pictures and that kind of stuff. So,
wow!
But I can't wait for Tackle Day.
I know.
I know Tackle Day. We are all talking about it on the boat. That a week from the day. I can't believe today is a week from the day we're going to be at Tackle Day.
It's so funny because the week coming up, a bunch of boats come in and go out for starting tomorrow and then Tuesday and Wednesday, and every year there's some guys going, I can't believe we're going to miss Tackle Day. And I said, well, that's the only excuse you have is you're going fishing. I know, but I want to go to Tackle Day, too.
Yeah, for sure. So it's going to be fun.
Well, speaking of that great fishing you had, we're time to find out about some great fishing down the Baja Coast. It's time for our catch report with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Today, that catch report sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the fish pros. And once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet your fish, vacuum pack your fish, all to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and those famous tuna burgers. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details.
Let me tell you, Sean was there and this morning. And the cool thing is when you use Fisherman's Processing and you're on the Shogun or the Royal Polaris or the Royal Star, I just say,
cool.
Sean, and walk away.
Later.
You know, because you do your order on the boat. And that's such a huge advantage. You don't have to drag your fish up there like when we went up. None of the fish ever hits the concrete when you use Fisherman's Processing. If you're going fishing, use Fisherman's Processing. That's all I can tell you. And I'll be picking up fresh tuna from Guadalupe Island.
I'll let your boy, man.
Nice.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Shortly.
Don't forget about your buddy over here. I got you. Yeah, it's awesome. Hey, well, with that, let's find out what's going on. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky. Oh, Pedro, you've got such a tough life, man. I really
somebody has that. To do it, right. Cass, man.
Yeah, I know. You're Phil Research. I mean, it's a hell of a life that you lead, and only a man as tough as you could survive such a trip.
Well, I'm just trying to be like you, Cass, man.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't want to bring that up. But anyway, gosh, you had a caller call in regarding fishing San Jose, and Doug did a good job of talking about the fishing down there, what to take down. And, you know, fishing there, that seems to be the number one hot spot in all of Mexico, and that's at East Cape and San Jose del Cabo and Cabo San Lucas area. Plenty of billfish around. You know, you got the blues, you got some sails, you got stripes down there, the tuna. Right now there's been schools of porpoise really close to the beach that they're running and gunning for the yellowfin down there. Some of the schools are holding, you know, 15 to 20, 30-pound fish. Some of the schools, 50, 60, 70-pound fish. Now, the bigger tuna are being caught, of course, around the Gordo, both the inner and outer Gordo and with the Western Outdoor News Tuna Tournament this coming week. Look for those guys in that area to get really put a lot of pressure on there to get some of those big boys that are in there. I think it was last week they had a 310-pounder. Most of my fish are coming on slow troll bonita or the little small-looking little tuna, the bolito. Slow trolling those around the bank are getting the bigger fish there. But otherwise, Wahoo, here again, we'll be down there next weekend. We get in Friday, and we fish Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And I'm hoping the Western Outdoor News tournament leaves us a few big fish. But the Wahoo there are there. They're just not on the chew. I mean, they are working on them. They've got them around the boat, just getting to take a bait or lure has been the difficult part. But, you know, that can change. Those fish can go on the chew at any minute, and that, you know, they'll really start biting. So I think we're hitting it about right. And as far as the Dorado go, most of the Dorado action has been on the Pacific side of Cabo there, but they are getting a few up in the Sea of Cortez and the San Jose area, and I'm hoping that that turns around too. But I think we're going to be hitting this Wahoo bite just about the right time, and of course there's going to be plenty of tuna for everybody to catch. Down in Masaflan there, things are starting to pick up now. You're starting to get a few more sails in the count, a few yellowfin tuna. Inshore, of course, they're fishing the Corbina and the Pargo and the Snapper. Ixtapas y Huantenejo, we're in that lull now between when things really start taking off in November. That's their main fishing season start. So look for that to really start getting better and ramping up next month. Here again, there's going to be plenty of sales there in that area. You'll have yellowfin tuna. But what's really been going off is the inshore fishery there for roosters. Lots and lots of roosters down there. Some boats, 15 to 16 per day. Of course, they're not killing them. They're releasing most. I'd say probably 98% of those fish are being released. And there's been some nice fish there, between 20 and 40-pound fish being caught. But there's a lot of roosters there along the beaches. But, Pete, that's a report for this week. If I get a chance, I will call you with a fresh report next Saturday. I know you guys will be at Tackle Day. Good luck with that. And anybody wants to book a trip into Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, or a fabulous Christmas Island trip, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll try to talk to you guys next Saturday. If not, I'll give you a fresh report when I get back the following week.
Awesome, Castle. Great report. Appreciate that. As always, very complete up and down the Baja Coast, and hopefully we'll hear from you next week. And if not, we'll look forward to the full wrap-up the following. Great job, Cass. If somebody wants to get a hold of you and go fishing one more time, shoot us a number booking a trip with Cass Tours.
800-593-6510. Check us out on the web, www.casttours.com. Awesome. Thanks again, Ricky and Pete. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Cassman. Safe travels.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more catch reports, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup with Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle on the Mighty 1090.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and how do we not talk about the great gear used at Guadalupe Island? You came back with
Talica,
Talica too.
Talica. You know, that fish is so tough.
It's so tough.
It's, I mean, you know, kick your butt and you bring it up. It's like, God, it's like 60 pounder.
Where's the rest
of you? I pulled on fish that were 150 that didn't pull like that, you know? But they're amazing, and you need a reel that can pull hard.
Yeah.
And low gear, high gear, the whole thing, you need to be able to button that thing down when it gets close. If you see the man in the gray suit getting close. It's Talica, man. It is the reel going.
You mentioned the small sardines. You've got to have a lever drag reel that will cast a small bait.
Stability.
And those reels are so smooth for casting, not just the cast, but when the bait tries to swim away, that thing's got a free spool so that you can get the bite.
Critical.
Yes.
The baits that got bit were the ones that swam.
That's it.
You find the bait that swam, you have the right reel. You got bit.
Yep, well, that's why I use Talica.
That's it.
That's
at
it.
Your local tackle store, check it out, Shimano.com.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Shimano, with great reels like Talica, Tranks, Trinidad A, and Twin Power. We also have a great selection of the new Terramar rods by Shimano. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle, best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course, I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Phones are literally packed solid. Everybody's excited to talk to Doug. We're going to jump right back into the phones. Who better to talk to than the man, Goldie, who's calling us from North Park this morning. Goldie, does that report from Pete and having Doug here get you a little bit fired up about going fishing?
Nah.
No, not at all.
Not at all. Yeah. I'm trying to think whether I'm going to report in dead or semi-dead.
Not quite dead.
Right. But what I wanted to tell everyone that it's not too late to contribute to the Fisherman's Landing Tackle 401k plan. So come down next Saturday and spend heavily.
I like your style, man. Good call. I agree.
But in all seriousness, I'm an old fart. I know what service is all about. I grew up, we had a family shoe store, and it was all service. And rather than go through a litany of bowing and scraping, I'll just say this one story. I had been fishing most of my San Diego life, 1 to 3 days, except when I worked cooking on long range boats. So I was pretty naive or novice when I started going long ranging. And one thing led to another, and Ricky goes, well, shit, just bring your tackle box in. Ricky went through my tackle box one by one, all my jigs, told me, take this, don't take this, buy this, do you have this at home? And that to me is the epitome of Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop. Way above, way beyond. And that's my place to shop. And
well, we appreciate it, Goldie, for sure. And that's it, man. That's what it's all about, is you know, I mean, you can get anything from anywhere, but I think long-range fishing is something that I know myself and I know Doug and every single guy that worked at that shop is absolutely crazy about, and that's our favorite thing to do. We live it and breathe it, and, you know, I mean, I think that's one of the things that Fisherman's Landing offers is if you go in there getting ready for your trip, you're going to be set up with what you need. And, you know, frankly, the knowledge of what happened the trip before yours, you know, whether it be, you know, you're not going to get sold 30 packs of hooks so that you can be covered for every scenario. The guys behind the counter, they know what the bait size was on Pete's trip and the next size. So you need this, this, and this.
Well, and I mean, I think we all know when you get out on the water, if you aren't set up properly, you know that frustrating feeling of kind of, you know, not being prepared. And I think we just all take it, you know, seriously and sincerely that when somebody goes out fishing that we've outfitted them, we want them to have the right stuff and know in what circumstances to use it. And, I mean, it's just kind of a, you know, it's like we're kind of out on the water with them, you know, because we can relate. We've been there, and there's nothing worse than being set up incorrectly or not having the right thing or, you know, and you do learn after a while. You don't have to bring everything but the kitchen sink. Bring the right stuff and know when to use it and how to use it, and it enhances your trip, and that's kind of what we're all about. We just want people to have a good time, basically.
I could have brought like a little cigar box.
Yeah. Right.
You know.
On your trip in particular.
But you really don't need that much, you know.
There was a gentleman.
Like some hooks.
Two spools of fluorocarbon.
And I did a lot of Sato wind-ons.
Sure.
I really like that. Yeah. I like fishing those.
Yep.
And 6X scrambled egg.
Right.
And that's about it.
There's
yeah.
a gentleman
what else you need?
That I can cite in particular that was going on your trip, or that was getting on the boat today, the same one you just got off of. Goldie, appreciate the phone call, by the way, and thank you very much. And we certainly love having you there and look forward to seeing you on Tackle Days. Gentleman that came in yesterday that was... I don't want to say anything bad about somebody, but he had his tackle set up by somebody who's not even in our area, you know, not familiar with long-range fishing, a major bass fishing chain, let's just say that, with some giant locations, and it was just
wrong.
It was big reels with way too light of spectra, and it was just wrong, and you just said, hey, man, you know, we need to do this, we need to do this, we need to do this, and yet you can think about all the gear that you might use, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and... Really, at Guadalupe, you fish a 60-pound rod and an 80-pound rod. And sure, there are other things. You drop a loop for yellowtail and some things, but what you really need is this.
You need that 100-pound gear for the 130 for the dropper loop.
That's
thing.
It.
Yeah.
And that's what you mainly do. A little bit of yo-yo, a little bit of live bait, just the right stuff, the right time. You don't need to spend a ton of dough to get set up the right way.
And what did I do the day before, a couple days before I went in? I went into Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and I said, Rick, Doug, what do I need for this trip? Because it changes
all the
time. But, yeah, I mean, you need that short top shot. You need your reel full of hollow ace.
Yeah.
And you need to have something that fly lines really well. And you need to have a rod that can take a big fish.
That's the thing we see a lot is guys, you know, the rod says 40 to 100. Yeah. So, okay, well, that's got to be a 100-pound rod. And if your rod bottoms out, you have no lifting power. You're going to be praying to the tuna gods for an hour. I mean, you just can't lift the fish.
I was using a rod that was rated... What is that XH? Like 130 to 200?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the ratings are usually not accurate, but people tend to look at that upper number. Oh, this is a 100-pound rod. Really, you know, it's like a 40, 50-pound rod, and it's just not appropriate in any way, shape, or form.
Need something with some backbone.
There's places where that's more important than others, and exactly where you were was the biggest deal. I mean, at Guadalupe, being able to finish the end game is more important there than it is at other places because of the white shark factor.
Yep.
If your fish is sitting there, those white sharks don't eat your tuna the second you put a hook into them and they're blazing off at, you know, 100 miles an hour. They eat it when it's circling below the boat. And if your rod is bottoming out, you're putting less pressure on the fish. You have less torque in your, you know, low speed reel. You're not putting as much, you're not pulling that fish through its circles as fast. I mean, if it takes you 20 minutes longer at color because your gear is less appropriate, that 20-minute window is when it gets eaten versus doesn't. You know, I mean, it's twice as important on your Guadalupe trip as it is another time.
Yeah, and the other thing I'll say is drag setting. So important to have as much drag as you feel comfortable pulling on.
Absolutely.
Really, you got to – those things pull hard. They they live in a bad neighborhood, you got to get them when you can.
Not a better way to set your drag than to elbow a crew member next to you. Hey, bro, would you mind just checking this for me real fast? You know, talk to Russ, talk to whoever. Just, hey, man, just double check this. Is I got enough drag on here? Those guys know what it takes to make it happen, and you've got the best people in the world to tell you what to do in the crew on all of those long-range boats.
You bet.
Hey, speaking of long-range boats, let's go live right now to the Independence. Captain Jeff DuBois is on the line right now. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, good morning, Ricky and Pete, and I believe it's Doug there. How y'all doing?
Good morning.
Doing awesome.
How are you doing?
We're doing great. We'll be in the morning there. And quick report here. We are in our 10-day phase now, and things down below there look really good, I must say. We had a big fish group, same group we have every year. They want to go down and try for biggins, lower banks. So we went down there. It took about a half a day to get located, and then we found what we were looking for there.
Oh, man.
I got to say, it was a spectacular sign of big fish down there, down below, reminiscent of that 2005.
Ooh.
Just the way they show, blowing out under the scuppers all around the boat. I would say the small runt is about 140 pounder, clear up to the mid twos.
Wow!
it was—I tell you—it was really something, to watch there. Very good conditions. So we actually fished for them for a day and a half, and we landed 15 fishes all.
Wow.
Seven of them were cows, and a lot of high hundreds there.
Whoa.
I just want to stress the fact that when going down there, guys, make sure your gear's in good working order. I can't tell you how many Spectra failures we had, connections, hooks breaking, every rod's breaking, every reel's seizing up, everything you can imagine. And this is a pretty seasoned group here. They go down every year and get the first hit. So even with everything in good working order, you still need a lot of luck. If there's even the slightest flaw in your gear, you're going to pay the price, which we did. The fish were extremely tough. They were really, really tough fish down there in that hot water. So very good sign there. On the way home there, we had just spectacular wahoo fishing. And that school-sized tuna still around on the ridge. Some good yellowtailing. And that's it down there. Very, very good sign.
Wow, what an exciting trip that is. And yeah, Russ had told me that you called it spectacular big fish fishing. And when you say 2005 reminiscent of that, oh, my.
Yeah, that's some strong words.
Wow.
Cool,
that's
Jeff.
Such good news.
Yeah, I would say the area is not as broad as 2005 was a broad area. Probably 60 miles of fish or more, but this one particular area, once the current started flowing, boy, it was really game on. A guy with a spear gun hanging out on the corner, he had a field day. That it was like albacore going through the corner.
Wow.
Get out of here.
Great big giant shadows going through there, you know?
That's incredible. Well, what a trip, and boy, just bodes so well for the season going forward with all the good wahoo fishing, as you also talked about, and shots at big ones, and man, that's just awesome, awesome news, Jeff, and way to go to get us started on that big fish season. Any opportunities to jump on the Indy and get in on some of this fish?
You know, there are, Rick. There's a few spots here on a trip, a 10-dayer that gets in. It gets back to San Diego December 20th, so it leaves on the 10th, excuse me, and here in February, there's a Seeker trip, limited load, and it has availability, so along with the fish down below there, sounds pretty good as well, so shaping up to be a pretty good season.
Man, what awesome news, Jeff. Well, congratulations on putting a great score together, and I think a lot of people need to heed that advice. As big fish, they don't mess around when it comes to busting through tackle. Well, great job, Jeff. Appreciate that. If somebody does want to jump on the Indy, do we just call Judy?
Sure. You can get us on independentsportfishing.com or call Judy, 619-226-6006.
Awesome. Well, great news, Jeff. Appreciate a fantastic report, and we'll look forward to talking to you again real soon. Thanks for keeping us in the loop.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All thanks, right. Jeff.
All right. Hey, with that, we're going to continue on with that good big fish and talk to the man. Captain Frank Lopresti's on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, good morning, Rick. I just wanted you to know that Jonathan, that usually runs the Royal Polaris, is doing a little bit of work on the Endeavor, as he usually does, and he just called me a few minutes ago out of his first drift on a one-day trip. He has 70 yellowfin tuna aboard, and there's only 18 passengers.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
Awfully, awfully good fishing to be held locally. And I'm sure that Doug mentioned that the Liberty's leaving tonight at 8:30 on a day-and-a-half trip, and I believe we only have 5 passengers, but it's a definite go. Okay?
Wow.
That's fantastic, Frank. Well, what great news. And I understand it's really nice grade of yellowfin tuna, too. This is not the little 5-pound footballs of years before. This is very good grade fish and obviously biting very, very well. What a great score from Jonathan.
Right. And actually, I hear this fish, you know, just so you have the straight dope, it's anywhere from 15 to 50 pounds. It's quite the
wow.
mix. You'll catch a 15-pounder and then turn around and gaff a 40-pounder. So, you know, you just got to be ready for it, okay? You don't want to be going in the water with 20 pounds, okay?
And you know what else, Frank, I might add? Beautiful weather, having just literally come off the water. The weather's beautiful. It's supposed to continue like that.
It is, Pete. Well, still, I know a lot of people were thinking about putting that gear away, but I wouldn't do it quite yet.
That's good dope, Frank. Appreciate
right, take
that.
Take care, you guys. Thank you.
All right, Frank. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
That. And, like, boy, what an opportunity to jump on that Liberty right now.
I'm telling you, this is probably some of the best fishing we've had all year. Great weather, light loads, amazing fishing. The average fish that came back to the dock day before yesterday was 25 to 35 pounds, a few 40 to 45-pounders in the mix. I just don't see where it gets any better than that. It's what we waited for all year, and here it is.
Frank said, how many on the boat right now? 6, and it's a go.
Yeah, they're going to
get out with 20, maybe.
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 Yeah, and that's an 85-foot boat. It's basically a, you know.
So you leave tonight, fish all day tomorrow.
Right.
Come back Monday morning.
Yes, Monday morning, probably about 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go ahead straight
forward. And, you know, that boat's got showers, so if you've got to be to work at 8 o'clock, you shower up, you bring your work clothes, boom, you get off the boat, go to work.
On that.
Oh, boy.
On that.
What
yeah.
an opportunity. And you can book it right at fishermanslanding.com.
Fishermanslanding.com. If you want any more information, you can always call the landing, 619-221-8500.
Are you going, Doug?
You know what? I have a little promotion to get ready for.
We're dying.
I tried every way to figure out how to get tomorrow off. It's just not in the cards.
No, well.
But, you know, there's going to be fishing to be had during the week as well, I'm sure.
Oh, is there something happening next Saturday?
Well, there is something happening next
Saturday.
Oh, Tackle
Day. But, that's right. Yeah.
I forgot. I'm sure that there's boats running on some of the weekdays. So.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, we could miss one day
before Tackle Day.
I mean, one day.
Yeah,
back on Monday morning.
Yeah, but that's tonight. Leaves tonight. The Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing.
Yep.
And get on the trip. It sounds like a really good time.
That's going to be a great time. Taro is so pumped.
He's licking his chops. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, and I think this is going to be a real good one. Plus another full hour of your questions. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these 4 questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-8255. 1807.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers representatives like Shimano, with great reels like Talica, Tranks, Trinidad A, and Twin Power. We also have a great selection of the new Terramar rods by Shimano. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle, best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limit of yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks, 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. And F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, over 20 tackle manufacturers like Accurate Reels. Check out the Accurate ATDs, Fury, and Dauntless. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.